The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples went off and entered the city and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it. This is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen. I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we celebrate the solemnity of the most precious body and blood of Jesus. And as Catholics we go, well, yeah, of course. But it's not so for everyone. I had a really good conversation with a Jewish woman who left Judaism for a Protestant Christianity and then left Protestant Christianity for Catholicism. The more she studied the scriptures, the more she learned about what being Christian was, she longed for the Eucharist. But there were a lot of stumbling blocks placed in front of her with her initial conversion, because it would be nice to interpret the scriptures as Jesus just saying, well, you know, do this in remembrance of me, that's a great memorial. But saying that we're going to eat his body and drink his blood is a little weird. It was weird then, it's a little weird now. God invites us to tremendous intimacy. The intimacy that Moses and God offered the people of Israel on Mount Sinai was a splashing of blood. I promise, no splashing of blood this evening. Right? When they said, "Yes, we've heard you proclaim the Ten Commandments, Moses, and we will heed and do everything the Lord commands." Wow, that's a big promise. And they entered into that covenant with the blood of the sacrificial animals. The blood of the sacrifice is seen again in this reading, where the night that they are sacrificing the lambs, Jesus prepares the Passover. The lamb, remember from the Old Testament, was that symbol of the sacrificial, innocent sacrificial victim that saved the Israelites from the plague of the death of the firstborn. And that blood was sprinkled on the lintels of their doors. I promise not to come to your house with lamb blood for your door. And this woman whom I was talking with about her faith said, "You know, I could see the prefigurings of Jesus in my own scriptures with the Passover lamb needing to be innocent and unblemished. Isn't that Jesus? He speaks of himself as the Lamb of God. The book of Revelations talks about the Lamb once slain who now is risen. She understood Jesus to be the Lamb of God. She also talked a lot about the Israelites eating the manna in the desert, this bread come down from heaven. Well, bread come down from heaven is pretty powerful. But Jesus says, I'm the new bread come down from heaven. And if you eat of me, you'll never be hungry, nor will you ever die. That seems to be an upgrade from manna. And she understood that. She also knew that just as Moses raised up a serpent in the desert, remember the seraph serpents that were going among the people because they kind of got sick of all that manna? I mean, the same exact meal, 3 days, 3 times a day for 40 years. You might just long for leeks and melons and be back in slavery in Egypt. I don't know. But the seraph serpents went among the people, and Moses prayed, and God said, make a bronze serpent, mount it on a stick, and whoever looks on it will be saved. Moses said, can we try something else? Because people who have just been bitten by a snake don't want to look at other snakes. This is a bad idea, Lord. What do we have on our EMT insignia? Serpent on a stick. You wonder where that comes from? Numbers, chapter 22. So here's this Jewish woman, now Protestant, now Catholic, who sees Jesus prefigured in the sacrificial lamb, in the manna come down from heaven, in the bronze serpent. Jesus says, just as Moses lifted up a serpent in the desert, so will I be lifted up, that all who look upon me will be saved. Right? Why do Catholic churches have crucifixes? That all who look upon the one who was slain will be saved. And she said, you know, my Protestant brothers and sisters who don't celebrate the Eucharist with us missed something. Because Jesus must be present in the Eucharist for any of this to work. Because you couldn't go to the Passover meal and not eat the lamb. You will not have celebrated the Passover meal. You will not have participated in the sacrifice. You will not have entered deeply into that covenant with God. And so she said, of course we must eat the sacrificial lamb, the bread from heaven, and not just be splashed with the blood, but consume it. Jesus is bringing us deeper and deeper into intimacy with God. That's really powerful. There are two words we use to describe what we do on Sunday. Really? Some decades ago, we called it going to communion. Right? Wouldn't that be nice? That everyone who ate of Jesus' body and blood were in communion with one another? Not only do we receive communion, but we are to be that communion. We also talk about it as the Eucharist. Everyone knows that's Greek for louder in the back. Here we go. That's Greek for thanksgiving. We come to give thanks to God at least once a week and say, Lord, oh, wow, it's been fantastic, or it's been tragic, and I thank you for being with me in the high moments and in the low. Do we come and celebrate this Thanksgiving well? We also talk about it as the body and blood of Jesus, specifically on this feast. But it's not just the body and blood of Jesus as it's distributed. And it's not just the body of Jesus like hanging out in the tabernacle. We are to become the body and blood of Jesus for everyone we meet. Everyone leaves here as a living tabernacle, right? Jesus in you walking out. If he wasn't spiritually in you. He's now physically in you. I wonder how well I do that. How well do I recognize the body of Christ? Myself as a member, but all of us together as witnessing to the world of what that is. That means we would act like, well, Jesus acts. And be compassionate, forgiving, and long-suffering. Being merciful and gentle. And just marvelous to be with. Don't you think being with Jesus would be marvelous? He would be the best tour guide to earth. Like, well, you know, when I was working on these trees, I kind of wanted to do lots of different kinds of leaves. So it would just be amazing. Do we walk with Jesus in that same gentle way? We're going to come forward in just a few minutes and receive the body of Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity hidden in those elements of the Mass. Might I live that element out and be that symbol of communion, be that act of thanksgiving, and be that body of Christ for all who meet me.